Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Radio Show. Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and we've got an amazing guest tonight. I'm honored to welcome our guest tonight. By the end of this conversation, I guarantee I'm going to say I was blessed to have this guest tonight. But real quick before we start, thank you again to Blanca Blanco for joining us last night for her new book, Breaking. My heart broke for her and had happiness all in the same breath with what she's accomplished. So without further ado, I'm just taken aback by who we have on the show tonight, not only for Black History Month and it's President's Day. It's just so apropos. We've got Ambassador Sujay, also Reverend Dr. Susan D. Johnson Cook, and she's got two books out right now. Well, just two right now, but she's got a total of, what, 15 or 16, I believe. We're going to touch on that, too. I mean, I'm just amazed. Welcome to the show, everybody. Ambassador Sujay, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. It's my honor and pleasure to be with you.
Oh no, I've seen you for years. I'm on the East Coast, so I've seen you on news here when you were the chaplain with the NYPD. I mean, I've seen you for years, and I'm blessed to have you on the show tonight. Thank you. I can't even thank you enough.
Well, it's great to be with you, and you know, mutually, you know, we've seen and heard each other up and down the East Coast. So thank you for being here, doing what you do. And it's just good for us to be able to come together.
Yes, especially as women, which your book touch on absolutely as well, right? Especially the latest one, I think, was it Rhythms of Rest, right?
Rhythms of Rest. Yes, 40 Devotions for Women on the Move. You know, for a long time, my audience has, and my passion has been the woman who is doing a lot, the community servant, the caregiver, the professional, you know, because women, as we know, wear many hats. You're doing a radio show, I'm doing this interview, and at the same time, you know, we're putting together programs and events. And so the devotions work, they were formed out of a retreat that I do every year called Selah by the Sea, S-E-L-A-H by the Sea. And Selah is a biblical word that just means to rest and to pause. And so part of my passion has been for life balance for women. How do we pause and how do we take a break? And so 40 women share what happened for them when they took a break.
Yeah, because like you said, on top of everything else we do, we also have family to take care of and care for, right? And, you know, we'll make sure that's a full-time job alone. So, you know, and then to
grocery,
do everything else on top of it.
Everything else. Yeah, very much so. You know, sometimes we're doing grocery lists while we're doing interviews. You know what I mean? It's just
exactly.
We have so much to juggle. But I'm really at a stage and season of life where, and that's my second book is about, where you can make choices and give yourself permission to stop, to not have to move so fast. You know, I'm from a fast city, New York. They named
yes,
it so
ma'am.
Fast they named it twice. And
that's
so
her.
I just want to... You know, I'm just like, I don't have to run for that subway. I don't have to run for that bus. There will be another, maybe 10 or 15 minute wait, but it's okay. And just learning how to pace life. And I think that that's what's so important.
Right. And in Rhythms of Rest, you have a couple of major influences in there. Who can you share with us some of the folks, the 40 women that are in there?
Well, one that is add to First Lady. Yeah, one is First Lady Trina Jenkins, and she is the First Lady. She is the wife of the pastor of John Jenkins in the First Baptist Church of Glen Arden, Maryland. You know, some 20,000 member church. It's a mega church, but she and he have the ability to make you feel so warm and attended to. And so she's one of the writers, as well as we have five of my sorority sisters, Delta Sigma Theta and Sorority Incorporated. And people are writing from their heart, you know. We want to thank Joyce Dinkins is the executive editor of the Voices Collection of Our Daily Bread. And Our Daily Bread has just been marvelous. You know, they have a distribution of almost a million people. But for what's most important is that for many of the contributing authors, it was their first time writing and being published. And so it's so exciting to see the momentum and the joy that they have just in making sure the book is distributed. So we have a new distribution system. It's called Sisters.
Nice.
You know?
Nice. Absolutely. That's not Mayor Dinkins' wife, is it?
No, but they're related. You know, Mayor Dinkins was my firstborn's godfather. You know, he recently passed.
Oh, no.
But he was my son's godfather, so I spent many days with him. And as he was mayor, I was pregnant with both of my sons, and so it was just a joy to know him.
Yeah, I know. I've seen you on the news for years. I'm right in New Jersey, so, I mean, I get the local news. I get, you know, Channel 7, 4, you know, ABC, NBC. So I've seen you for years, and again, for you to join me tonight is just a thrill for me and to actually speak to you. And I, again, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
So I love it. And you mentioned the Baptist Church, and I've been to a few, and I think more people should go to them. And you are welcomed and loved. It is a feeling like no other. And I love going to the Baptist church. I love it. Love it. It is nothing like a Catholic church at all. At all. It's fun. It's loving. And everybody just having a great time and enjoying life and God all at the same time. I love Baptist churches. I really do.
Well, I'm
more
so
people.
Glad. I'm so glad. But there are a couple of Catholic churches coming into the 21st century. St. Charles Borromeo in Harlem. I mean, they've got a spirit there. And, you know, my cousins go there, and I've attended many worship services. You know, as a Baptist pastor, certainly we have traditions that are lively, and you are very, very welcome.
Yes, absolutely. I don't want to do a black-white thing, but more white people should attend the Baptist church. I mean that from my heart because I loved it. I loved it. I really did. I enjoyed it.
Well, there are white Baptists too, but there is a black church tradition, and that is really, you know, goes back to our ancestry that we really come from lively people. We are a lively people that communicate in many, many different ways. And so it's exciting to have been a pastor for 3 decades. You know,
nice.
It's going to be interesting with, you know, with this pandemic, how so many have had to move online. And so are we able to capture that same spirit? So it's going to be very interesting. Some pastors go into their pulpits and have the musicians come in, like my home church, Union Baptist Church in the Village of Harlem. And so maybe about 10 people in there, the audio visual and the, you know, the team that keeps worship going, but to be able to make sure that that's translated, the same spirit that you would have in person, translate that via technology. So that's going to be the new challenge for the churches, plural, whether they're black, white, Baptist, Catholic.
Yes.
We're going to have to use video and technology and live stream.
Right. Because congregating together in one place hasn't happened in quite some time for a lot of people. You know, it's all been online, like you said. Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, the new books, My Fabulous Fifth Chapter and Rhythms and Rest, we're going to talk about those. But your prior 15 books, what were those all? Were they all inspirational as well? And which one was your first one?
So I'm a faith-based writer, yes, and very inspirational. My very first one was Sister to Sister, Devotions for and from African-American Women. It was on Judson Press, which is also the publisher of My Fabulous Fifth Chapter, and it was a bestseller as well. I used 48 of the women in my life and we talked about topics, not days of the week. Like some devotions say, Monday say this. These were things like grief, divorce, family, being a new person in a town and being lonely. And they were devotions from 48 of the women in my life from childhood through adulthood. And that was the bestseller. It sold 22,000 books in the first, 6 months.
Wow.
And again,
nice.
Because contributing authors, were excited about being published. And back then you didn't have a lot of competing devotional books. So it was really, really very successful. And it's still in print. And it's also available on JudsonPress.com and Amazon.com. So I encourage people to read it. And they're still blessing people. And I'm really excited about that.
Nice. And which one out of all of your books have you, I'm sure they all are your babies, but which one was your baby? Like, this is the one that came, you had to dig really deep for.
Well, I spent a lot of time with all of them. I mean, Sister to Sister being the first one, of course, it was a compilation. And so you had to spend a lot of time really praying about which women you were going to invite to be contributors. Then there was Too Blessed to Be Stressed on Thomas. Our Words of Wisdom for Women on the Move was the subtitle, and that did very well. It's also making a comeback just because of the mental stress and anguish that people are under, and it's scriptural steps to bouncing back from burnout. And then, of course, my two new ones, Our Daily Breads, Rhythms of Rest, and now Judson Press is back again with my fabulous fifth chapter, and the subtitle says, It's My Turn Now. And
that's
fifth
right.
Chapter means, any age above 50 is your turn, because we've earned it, we deserve it, we give ourselves permission to do our own thing, and so it's a wonderful, wonderful book for the baby boomers and the boomers before the baby boomers. And so I just really wanted to make sure that all audiences felt included in my writings. And so now being of age in that stage, with an AARP card and now a Medicare card, I'm like, we got to have some writing for us. And so that's
right.
A real fun one for this season.
Right. Well, let everybody know about my fabulous fifth chapter, It's My Turn Now, how you go through the seasons of life. Let's not say the age, the seasons of life.
Yeah, I call it stages and ages and seasons.
Yeah, there you go.
And the ecclesiastical writer in the Bible says to everything, there's a season and a time for every matter under the heavens. And I believe that it's our time and it's our turn. So my line in that was, may the rest of your life be the best and most blessed of your life. And by that I mean, you don't have to stop dreaming. You don't have to stop doing. And I say dreams don't have an expiration date. So what are the things you couldn't do because you were caregiving for parents and children? What were the things you couldn't do because you were you were the president of the PTA, you were, on certain committees. But now you are weaning away from that or retiring from those things, and you're like, what is it that I want to do? What does my heart say I would love to do? And so I was reading some books before I wrote this, a man who always wanted to have a zoo. And so when he retired, he found a small zoo and he took care of it. And he said, this is going to be my zoo. Women who just wanted to do some things like skydiving or go up in a hot air balloon or just take a vacation to a beautiful island. What is my turn now means you've earned it, you deserve it, and I have a poem in there that says, I give myself permission to do these things and to not apologize, to be unashamedly you. And so I say, make a U-turn, a Y-O-U-turn. It's my turn now.
Nice, nice. Well, I love you. I love you. I can't. It's beautiful. That's beautiful. You're absolutely right. I have a little motto that I've lived by. That when you hit 50, for me, when I hit 50, 51, I turn 10. So I'm starting over again.
Okay.
As me.
Yeah,
as me. So right now I'm 17 again. I'm 17 again right now.
All right, go for it. Well, then
I
understand all of that. Mm-hmm.
And like you said, it's my turn. Now I'm doing me now. they're still doing that. Don't get me wrong, but they're grown, and you know, it's a, you put everything aside. And I mean, I was lucky, thankfully, that you know I had a spouse that would let me live my dreams while I was doing all that as well, raising kids and everything, and I was able to do that, but not to my full potential, you know.
Right. Right.
And now I can.
Mm-hmm, exactly. I just spent a week with my youngest son, who's an adult, and it was fabulous. And we kind of made this pact. You know, we were at this mini conference, and he was like, you're going to do your thing, I'm going to do my thing, and we'll meet up. But it wasn't
right.
Like you have to be up under me and I have to be up under you. And it was marvelous. And,
right.
You know, to just be able to do those things. And this week I'm going to spend some time with the older son. And just, you know, it's like we have earned it. We did all the baseball games and the soccer games and the football games and the taking into picking up from school, which I don't regret whatsoever. I wanted to
Absolutely.
Be in my children's lives. But
right.
Now that they're on their path or finding their path, and they have many paths to walk just as we did, then we can kind of sit back and say, you know what, we've done the best we could. We've sown into them. We've given them a value system. We've given them a family life. So now it's their turn to do them, but it's our turn to do us.
Right. And everybody's an adult now, so we do adult things.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
You know,
right.
And Sarette, I also talk about surrounding yourself with a village, a circle of sisters. You know, I have a village that we have a summer home, and it's just wonderful to sit on the beach. And we actually sit in a circle, and we just kind of love up on each other. We love nature, of course, but we
nice.
Love up on each other. It's like about 3 o'clock. Are you going to the beach once the sun is kind of coming down a little bit? And we just tell stories. We share experiences. You know, but it's a village that I look forward to, that I know I'm going to leave that circle feeling better than I came, and I don't have
That's
to worry
right.
about, you know, anything. And I think everyone needs a village, whether it's one or two, whether this circle has about 20, but we love each other, and it goes all the way to Labor Day, then we do a toast until the next summer, and that's my summer crew. But I also have crews all over. You know, I have some in Washington, some in Atlanta,
right.
and some in New York. And just being
right.
able to have people that you know are there with you and for you, and that you're there for them as well.
Right. And speaking of Washington, I mean, you've really had your turn over there as well. I mean, working with Clinton and not only President Clinton, but Secretary Hillary Clinton and also Obama. I mean, amazing.
Yeah.
You are something.
Well, you know what? Sometimes we find ourselves in places we can't even explain why. And this weekend I was with President Biden's sister. So, you know, it's been over 3 administrations. I've had a wonderful journey. And it's a program that I encourage young people who are young leaders to apply for. It's called the White House Fellowship, which was my entrance into that world. And in the administration of President Clinton, I applied. It was about 31 years old. Fellows are usually between like 25 and 40. After that, you kind of established. But if you're accepted, you work at the executive level of government with the president, vice president, or cabinet secretary. And it was life-changing. You know, it introduced me to the executive offices of political life. And, you know, there are only 3 branches of government, and there's Congress, there's executive level of the White House, and then there's the Supreme Court. And to be able to, you know, really see up close and personal how our country is run, to make a contribution to those things that are decisions and policies about how our country
when,
is run, really
I didn't mean
was
to, like. I don't mean to cut you off, but when it was running normally, you mean?
Well, you know. Everybody thinks they're normal at their stage, but we had just a wonderful administration with the Clinton administration and the Obama administration.
Yes.
Wonderful runs. And so I'm just feeling very, very honored that I was even able to be that in their administration.
Yeah. What was your background before you got involved in all this? What were you doing before you were you a pastor and a pastor, and then it just grew from there? Or how did this all blow up for you to get so involved in politics and and helping for civil rights? I mean, all that. And how did you get there?
Well, you know, I was born into a family, first of all, that was very faithful. They were both, they were all Christians, and we were very involved in the Black church. And, you know, from that, you know, your civil rights movements were birthed during the eras that we were coming in. But my late brother, Charles, whose birthday was this past week, would have been this past week, was the first Black assemblyman in the Bronx, New York. And so
really?
We ran his campaigns. Yeah, we ran his campaigns door to door. We didn't have technology. You had
right.
flyers you ran off. You did subway stops. And because of that, I was introduced to a lot of the people in his world who were back then assemblymen. And that's where I met Dave Dinkins, who was city clerk. That's where I met Charles Schumer, who was an assemblyman. And not knowing that I was in the midst of all that greatness, fast forward, my first career was television. I was a TV producer, and some of those people would come on my show in Washington, D.C. It was called Headliners. But again, I didn't know where my life was taking me. There was this cameraman named Jack, and he rolled over to me. This is when you had cameramen. You didn't have robots. But he rolled over to me with the camera, and he says, one day you're going to be on that show. You're going to be a headliner. And I was like, really, Jack? He says, oh, yeah, you're going to be a headliner. I had no clue what Jack was talking about. So from television, I went into the ministry full-time. And from that church, Mariners Temple Baptist Church, so many wonderful things happened. That's when I became New York City.
I think we lost
City
you.
Suffer.
Oh, there you are.
We lost you for a moment. Okay, so I was saying that from that first church, Mariners Temple Baptist Church, so many wonderful things happened. You know, the first a female police chaplain, then the police, then going to Harvard as an officer, and then going to the White House. And then I think just things started following each other. You know, like your reputation gets out, your name gets the equal of your name, and so you try to do a good job wherever you go because you don't know where it's going to take you. And that's my message for everyone.
Right, right. I have to ask you, this has nothing to do with anything, but about a week ago I watched a documentary on Sister Rosetta Tharpe. How was she, to you? Was she an influence to you at all?
Well, you know, I knew of her, but I didn't know her personally. So,
no, I mean her story influential?
Oh yeah, very much so. But I would say the three women that impacted my life the most was my mother, Dorothy C. Johnson, who struggled in her beginning, but she instilled that work ethic in me that it doesn't matter where you begin, it's just how you end up, and again being kind to people and taking care of your community. Then Mrs. Coretta Scott King.
Yes, I wanted to talk to her, too, talk about her.
Yeah. I was best friends with her daughter, Yolanda, and when my mother died, Mrs. King said, you're my other daughter. And so to be close to the King family was just another influence.
Amazing.
And then there was a woman, also Dr. Dorothy C. Height, who was the only woman on the stage at the Civil Rights March on Washington. And I was able to walk close to all three of those women, and so they had a major impact on my life.
Have you thought about doing a book about what's going on now in regard
to how we
can heal?
I'm actually in conversations right now with a couple of publishers, and so hopefully something can come out soon.
Nice. Well, we need it.
From your lips
we need
to God's
it.
Ears, as they say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need it desperately, desperately. So I'm curious to know if you are still in touch with Hillary Clinton.
Well, you know, definitely. You know, we're all part of the extended family. You know, when people have served their time, both in the White House and the State Department, which are both, and then run for office, you try to give everybody the privacy they deserve. So I hope to get one of my books to her and see her soon. But I haven't seen her in a little while. But, you know, we're always going to be in each other's hearts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, you guys, yeah, you touched each other for sure. I mean, working together and working with President Clinton at the time, too, and And just amazing. What a life you've had. What a life you've had. You're just getting started. You're just getting started because you're over 50 now. So, you know, are you 17 also?
I'm close to 17, but not quite there yet. Yes.
I do have to ask you about your books. I mean, I think they're geared more toward the African-American woman, but they're for everyone, yeah?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My fabulous fifth chapter crosses all racial lines. It's a multi-ethnic book. It's just for women who are over 50. And so, you know, if you're faith-based, it gives some scriptural tips. The devotional book is predominantly African-American writers, but everyone's reading it, including some white men who's like, you don't even limit it to women because it's soothing my soul. So, you know, my writings are universal, but there's certainly many times zero in on the African-American woman of faith, but they are for everybody.
Well, there you go. There's another one for you to do one for the guys.
Yeah, you know, it's time.
It's time, yeah. And about your mom, I mean, I think all women, that is our main inspiration. They've instilled in us, like you said, being kind, being a hard worker. And I know that's for me. I got it from my mom as well. And, you know, without it, we're lost. Without it, we're lost. We always have to have someone to look up to. So America's queen of inspiration, and you definitely fit the bill for that label.
Well, thank you so much. And I just want to encourage people who want to get the book, because I try to inspire.
Yeah, where can they get
writing.
It? I was going to ask, where can everybody get it?
Well, wherever fine books are sold, but Amazon.com has both books, and JudsonPress.com has both my fabulous fifth chapter, as well as Amazon.com has it, JudsonPress.com and Amazon.com. And Our Daily Bread and Amazon have Rhythms of Rest, 40 Devotions for Women on the Move. So I'm encouraging people to please get it. You don't want to be without it. We're coming up on Women's History Month. Please get one. It'll soothe your soul.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to request a review copy, actually. I didn't get a chance to do that, but I'm going to, because I definitely want to read it. And I did want to – whoa, I lost my train of thought. I apologize. What did I want to say to you? Oh God, I apologize, Ambassador. No, I don't write questions down. It's just going on the conversation we're having and my excitement to have you on the show. And I lost my train of thought. Do you still do sermons? Is what I was going to ask.
Yeah, I'm invited to preach in pulpits. I don't have a parish, but I'm invited all over the country. So I'm preaching in Atlanta on the third Sunday in March for Women's History Month at the St. Philip AME Church. And then on the fourth Saturday of the month, I'm speaking for a group in Newport News, Virginia. So I do sermons still all over the country. And usually I go into the pulpit, and sometimes it's a hybrid, meaning some people are there and some people are digital, and sometimes it's all digital and I just live stream it. But I'm certainly open to the invitation. So thank you for asking.
Well, you just answered my next question, because I know you are a motivational speaker and a keynote speaker in regard to a lot of things. So how did you manage that during COVID? I guess you did it all virtually.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, there was about a year that people hadn't gotten on Zoom and live streams yet. So there was a year that, I just did a lot of writing. But now people are doing digital keynotes and some in person. So that's, I'm a keynote speaker. So however you want to invite me, digitally, in person, hybrid,
you're there.
You can do it. I'm there. And they can reach me at charismaspeakers.com, charisma, charismaspeakers.com is my website. And they can go for bookings there, charismabookings@gmail.com.
I got to write that down, charismaspeakers.com. Sorry, bear with me, charismaspeakers. Oh, and another question I have for you. What years were you the chaplain with the NYPD?
It was 21 years from 1990 to 2011, yeah. And I only left to go fulfill the ambassadorship with Secretary Clinton.
What kind of mountain were you given on 9/11 when you were a chaplain?
Oh, I was at ground zero, you know, at the very first day for about 60 days straight. So it was quite a time, you know.
Yeah. I'm a survivor myself.
Okay, well, thank God for you.
Thank you.
We just honored a couple of months ago, you know, it was the 20th anniversary this past September, and we honored some 911 operators who were on the phone with people as they were perishing, and they still work for 911, and no one had ever said thank you. So I thank them, and I want to thank you for your service to our city and our country.
Yeah, very challenging time. Very challenging.
It was very challenging. But thank you so much for having me on. It's been my pleasure.
My goodness. Thank you. What a pleasure. And again, for the fact that it's Black History Month, which in my opinion, I don't think we need. There should be an all history life. It doesn't have to be months for people. I mean, you know what I mean? It's all history happened together, but sadly, we do have to have a Black History Month with this craziness. But, you know, in my opinion, it's all history. Whoever took part, they took part. Doesn't matter who you were, whatever. It was history, you know, and that's how it should be looked at. But it's not.
Well, the matter of making it known, it hasn't always been made known. So that's
no,
why
I agree.
Every day is Black History Month, but we have to make sure. Carter G. Woodson started it about 50 years ago. Because there were so many places we were left out of the history book. So
sadly.
Honor to be with you. Yeah. So thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. And please, everybody, go check out the new books, and not only the new books, all of her books. You wanted to go check out my fabulous fifth chapter, It's My Turn Now, and Rhythms of Rest. And I'm definitely going to ask for a copy. So I'm going to get I hope you don't mind that I'm going to request the review copy, because I definitely want to read it. So, thank you so much.
Though. Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. Everybody, okay. Ambassador Snoojay, go check out the books and go to also charismaspeakers.com if you'd like for her to attend an event and you need to be inspired. And where is the church you go to in Harlem again? I have to maybe get over there someday.
Union Baptist Church in the Village of Harlem is 240 West 145th Street between 7th and 8th Avenues. Please join us. And if you just, when you're looking for the book, if you put in my real name is S-U-Z-A-N, Susan Johnson Cook, all the titles will come up under Susan Johnson Cook. Susan with a Z, so you remember me. Have a great night. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Okay.
Ambassador Snoojay, thank you. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. I just can't believe all the things that she has done. And like we were saying, once you hit 50, she's just getting started, actually. So, you know, she's definitely labeled as America's Queen of Inspiration. And New York Times has dubbed her as the Oprah and Billy Graham rolled into one. And, you know, these books are for everybody. You know, you don't have to be of color to read them. And I hate to even have to say that. I really do. And like I said, in my opinion, sadly, we do need a Black History Month, but I don't think we as a people should have one. History was history. Whoever did it or took part in it should be recognized. But we had to sadly do a separate history month for the African American participation, which is horrible. But her new books, My Fabulous Fifth Chapter, It's My Turn Now. It's a journey of what you've gone through each stage of the life, and then where you are now and where you should be going with what you should be doing with your life now, because you're in your fifth chapter. And again, my opinion, I've done this forever that I hit 50, not forever, I mean, but I always said when I'd hit 50, I'd start over again at 10. So I, October, I just turned 17. So I'm 17 again. And now I'm in the second half of my life and hopefully doing what I want to do to be who I want to be. And not that I haven't done that for years, but take a more serious role on it. So, go check these books out. And she's got so many others. And Ambassador Sujay, Reverend Dr. Susan D. Johnson Cook. And you can find her under either Ambassador Sujay, Reverend Dr. Susan D. Johnson Cook, or just go anywhere, like she said, wherever fine books are sold, of course, because they are fine books. So, and again, last night, Blanco, what a story for Blanco. Mexican family poverty, and she turned herself around as a successful actress and author now, and she's helping people inspire them who are in the same situation and helping a lot of people. And also Ambassador Sujay's books help a lot of people as well. So, and I'm telling you, folks, if you are white, go to a Baptist church. You will have the, especially if you like music. Oh my God, what a great time. I'm telling you, and I've never felt so welcome. I've been to three. And just an amazing experience and just happiness. Your heart is just filled with love, and it's just great. It's just great. So, congratulations to our winner for the tickets to see Chris Redd at NJ PAC on February 27th. Congratulations to RK in Irvington, New Jersey. So, happy for them, and it's going to be a great show, so I'm sure they're going to have a great time. And NJ PAC has some other great shows coming up. I hope we get tickets for to give away for you folks. Coming up on March 5th, comedian Ron White. On March 19th, the 90s All-Star Dance Concert. 322. March 22nd, Alice Cooper. March 25th and March 26th, Vic DiBenedetto. I could never say his name. Vic DiBenedetto. He is hysterical. So anyway, that's that. And join us Wednesday, the 23rd, for singer-songwriter Francesca Bega. We got some new music for you. And we are booking for March. So already have a few people lined up. And we will be booked, and the calendar will be updated as soon as possible. Hoping the YouTube channel will be up the first week of March. That's all on me, and it's taking a lot of time. Sorry, I'm not a computer wizard by any means. I'm old school, so I don't know anything about the computer, about how to do anything creative, put it that way. I don't know all the ins and outs of technology. So anyway, thank you. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for listening this month. It's been a great month with fabulous guests, as always. And I promise to always bring you the best guests I can and most interesting topics. So things that I enjoy. So and if I like it, I'm hoping you like it. So we're gonna end early tonight. I'm feeling a little tired. How about you guys? It's been a long weekend. I actually had a nice long weekend, and I feel tired. So I guess because I know what I got to do tomorrow, I'm exhausting myself. So what are we gonna close with? I actually had this in my mind. Words, but I don't know. I want to end with something nicer since we had a nice conversation. Let's see. I don't know. Well, I hope you guys are all doing well and you had a great day, great weekend. I hope you're all off today. You know, it was weird today. I'm pretty sure this was live, but I mean, it's a federal holiday and there was court going on down in Florida. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to the case of the former retired police officer who shot a guy who was using his cell phone at the movie theater. And they actually had trial today. And I was surprised. I'm like, am I watching something that's older? I don't know. But I was surprised at that because President's Day is a federal holiday. So I was really surprised that there was a court case going on. But then again, it's Florida. Who knows what's going on down there? And so I want to touch on that case, definitely, for sure. That's going to be part of our YouTube channel. We're going to do YouTube channel is going to have a broadcast of the show. And I'm also going to tackle issues that are going on. And it's going to be a Applause Radio show off the air. So where Applause Radio show is more entertainment-based, Applause Radio show off the air is going to be more topic-based with the current times with what's going on. And I hope you'll enjoy it. And I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I'm looking forward to it. It's exciting. And, you know, everybody's got an opinion. And I've got one. I think some things I say are pretty decent. So it's always critical thinking is what we all need. Everybody needs to think outside the box about other things that can be going on other than what you see on one news channel. So anyway, I'm going to close this on an up note. One of my favorites. Have a good night. Thank you so much, Ambassador Sujay. Her books, again, are Rhythm and Smothered Under the Papers. I don't want to get it wrong, so I want to say it right. And, of course, you know I've got a mess here, right? You know I got me a mess here. There we go. Yeah, I almost said Rhythms and Rhyme. Thank God. Rhythms of Rest, 40 Devotions for Women on the Move. And also my fabulous fifth chapter, It's My Turn Now. Go check it out anywhere online. And if you want a speaking situation with Reverend, the ambassador, well, she is a reverend as well. And if you want to have an engagement with her to come to your event to inspire people, and just go to I wrote it down. I know I did. CharismaSpeakers.com. And you can book her there for that. So join us Wednesday, February 23rd, 9 p.m. Eastern. Singer-songwriter Francesca Vega, new music. And thank you again to Reverend Sujay. Also, Reverend, the Ambassador Sujay. Also, Reverend Dr. Susan D. Johnson Cook. Have a good night, everybody. I appreciate you so much for listening, and what a thrill to speak to her today. And thank you so much. Happy President's Day. Happy Black History Month. And March is around the corner. So since it's around the corner, how about a little bit of Ides of March? Good night.
Hop inside my car. Got six, got candy, I'm a lustful man. Take it to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. My night, I'm sure you know that I love ya, I need ya, I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Take it to Hollywood. But if you wanna see just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love ya, I need ya, I want ya, got to have you, child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Whoa. to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. Take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. Heaven.